When diplomacy fails, governments can turn to sanctions. That's what the U.S. did this week, issuing sanctions against Russian officials it charges with, quote, contributing to the crisis in Ukraine. But one thing that prevents sanctions from working is how easy it is for people to hide their assets. They can use shell companies, which have anonymous owners, or they can use companies hidden in other companies, much like Russian nesting dolls.
You can do this layer upon layer. You can use one company being the owner of another company, being the owner of another company, and you can create webs of ownership that make it very difficult to find out who is ultimately benefiting from those companies.
That's Charmeen Gooch. She's director and co-founder of Global Witness, a non-governmental organization that seeks to expose, as they call it, the global architecture of corruption. She spoke to us from Vancouver, Canada, where last night she was awarded the $1 million TED Prize for her work illuminating the complex and opaque world of global finance. Good morning and congratulations.
Well, thank you so much.
And when we're talking about sanctions, I suppose this is a big problem. If you're trying to target people, you can't really do it if you can't find their money.
It's so amazingly timely, these sanctions that have been imposed by the European Union and America on the Russian and Ukrainian officials. Because there are no laws in place to collect and publish this information, it's going to be really difficult to properly enforce these sanctions. And these targets will have used anonymous companies to hide their assets, which means that for authorities to get a full picture of what they actually own and where it is, even with sanctions in place, is going to be very difficult.
You actually helped a journalist in Ukraine uncover the fact that Viktor Yanukovych owned a mansion because that ownership was actually stashed somewhere else. Explain to me where the people were who allegedly owned that house and how this journalist figured that out.
Well, a Ukrainian campaign group called the Anti-Corruption Action Center and a Ukrainian investigative journalist first found this story last year. And we just worked with them this year just to sort of get it out there a bit more into the public. And what they found and what we helped them to put together was that there were these anonymous companies set up in the UK and Austria that basically owned the presidential compound. And the ultimate beneficiary was the president himself. But because of the company structures, it's very, very difficult to untangle that.
And I was struck because the companies that were set up to own that house and separate Viktor Yanukovych's name were in Britain and also in Austria.
That's right. I mean, that's what's so shocking about this. People often think that corruption is something that happens over there. But the shocking thing is, and the awful thing is, that two of the countries which are the leading countries for anonymous companies are, in fact, my own home country, the UK, and America. And that's why, you know, we're looking for leadership from both countries to really lead on this issue and help create public registries globally. The UK government is already on board. Now it's just America to come on board.
You know, speaking of the campaign in the United States, Charmeen, Democratic Senator Carl Levin and Charles Grassley, Republican senator, they've been fighting for this kind of transparency. They issued a statement in support of your work. Senator Levin said today, money launderers, arms dealers, drug lords, terrorists and tax evaders are too often able to conceal their misconduct behind a wall of corporate secrecy. But I wonder, I mean, if high-profile people like them are on board, why hasn't the system changed yet?
Well, it's early days. I mean, what you're seeing here is momentum on this issue moving forward. It's absolutely fantastic that Senators Grassley and Levin are on board and are supporting this and have introduced a bipartisan bill. We all need to build support for that and work on that.
And you're using the money that you're getting from the TED Prize to begin untangling some of this. What's the key to doing that?
Well, the TED Prize money, we're going to be using it to launch a global campaign asking everybody to come on board. It's about creating laws globally to create public registries which list the true owners of companies and which can be accessed by everybody.
Charmeen Gooch, congratulations again, and thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you so much.
She is the director and co-founder of Global Witness.